You're listening to SBS News. Despite previously ruling it out, mass vaccination centres for the over 50s is an idea Scott Morrison now says he'll raise with state and territory leaders to try to speed up Australia's COVID-19 vaccination program. So far, about 1.3 million Australians have received a vaccination. 60,000 inoculations went ahead on Tuesday. The government has been blaming the slow rollout on supply shortages. But it's now further complicated by new advice about the AstraZeneca vaccine, which will now see it largely confined to people over 50 because of concerns over rare blood clots. Mr. Morrison says the immediate priority is people in the first phase of the rollout, such as the elderly and frontline healthcare workers.
The critical thing right now is we must be vaccinating those most vulnerable in our community. That means those who are in those 1A and 1B groups, and particularly, I want to stress, those Australians aged over 70. AstraZeneca is a safe and approved vaccine for people aged over 50. And the risk to elderly Australians and vulnerable Australians of COVID is great if there is an outbreak. Now, we will do everything we can to avoid an outbreak, but as we saw in Victoria, that cannot always be guaranteed.
With AstraZeneca being made locally at CSL in Melbourne, Mr. Morrison says there's scope to set up vaccination centres by the middle of the year, which could cater to the over 50s.
There will be vaccines, we believe, to support that type of activity. Now, that just can't happen overnight. And that's why calling together the states and territories and the premiers for us to deal directly with this as leaders to ensure we can get those systems in place to understand what the risks are associated with that, what resourcing is required, and to be able to direct those programs as a national cabinet.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese insists it was a mistake for the government not to enter into more vaccination deals that would give Australians a broader range of vaccine options.
You can't have a rollout of the vaccines if the vaccines aren't available. And the federal government hasn't made the vaccines available. They put all their eggs in the AstraZeneca basket, and then the chickens have come home to roost when that has failed.
Trade Minister Dan Tehan is heading to Europe to try to convince the EU to lift restrictions on vaccine exports.
Very keen to discuss the export restrictions that the EU have put in place. I had a call from the New Zealand Trade Minister yesterday. He's very keen for me also to make these representations, joint representations, because New Zealand is also very concerned about the EU export restrictions that have been put in place.
Mr. Morrison says National Cabinet will meet twice a week for the foreseeable future until the problems with the rollout are solved and it's back on track. Anthony Albanese scoffed at this being labelled as a return to a war footing.
Today we have Scott Morrison saying he's placing Australia on war footing. What's his response? A couple of meetings a week. You know, we will, under Scott Morrison, we'll meet them on the beaches, we'll meet them on the phone hookups. That's his idea of war footing. The fact is that he is responsible and the federal government is responsible for the deals on vaccines.
Queensland has announced an easing of restrictions from Thursday. Masks will no longer be mandatory, but the government recommends they be used where social distancing is not possible. Standing will be permitted at pubs and restaurants, and dancing will be allowed at clubs. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.